Hey, I want to welcome you to this second edition of Power Pearls podcast, Unplugged. I'm really excited to be able to do this every Friday because, like I said in the last episode, Fridays are such a great day because we're just getting ready for the weekend and, we're kind of going into like a little bit of a different mode. And I also think that Fridays and also the morning, because that's when I record these, is a really great time because I am recording these in a very unscripted way. So, I do have a few little talking points for myself, but it's just me and there's no guest. So, there's no interview. It's just a solo episode and my random ramblings as you'll hear me say a lot in these episodes, because the idea is what's happening. On the podcast is one of the items that I'll be talking about, but also what I'm going to be talking about on Facebook Live, because every Friday I am now doing a version of Power Pearls podcast Unplugged on Facebook. And so I'll be talking about what I'm talking about here today, this morning, and then kind of carrying that over through to Facebook and just kind of picking up on the conversation. So I thought that's how we can do it. And I would love to hear what you think about these impromptu episodes that I've been releasing. So that also means that every week you'll be getting a new episode. And yes, that means more work for me. But the truth is, I love it. And a lot of people say, Kara, your time is really very limited, so you should really be thinking about this. Like, you're a little bit cray cray. Well, you know what they say about doing something that you love, something that you're passionate about. And I'm passionate about the podcast and also really passionate about getting on here and sharing insights and just having conversations with you. And so, what that comes down to is if you're doing something from that place, it doesn't seem like a lot of work, And so that's my little piece of advice to you. And whenever I give you advice, I'm always giving it to myself. It's like, don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the people that tell you you don't have time. Listen to what's inside of your heart, because what's inside of your heart is really the truth. And it's what's like, if you have that little birdie, that little birdie in your ear saying, yeah, it's okay. I hear what so-and-so is saying. It's a lot of work, but oh my gosh, I really want to just go for it. I want to just try. What's the worst that could happen? You try and it doesn't work, And if it's something like this, where like, hey, I'm telling the world, I'm telling you what my plans are for doing these impromptu episodes. If it doesn't work after a while, then I'll let you know, and I know you'll understand. And also, if like I have to change course or change the time that I'm doing my episodes, which is what I'm kind of alluding to here, because last week I said that I would be broadcasting every Friday at noon. Okay, and that is the plan. That is the plan. But something has come up today that is taking me away from being able to do this. And so at noon, I will not be broadcasting it at that time, but I will be broadcasting at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. So if you're listening to this on, let's see, what's the date? Of course, let me see. Okay, here we go. I got to check. This is an unedited episode. So let me just, oh, good. Because I'm wearing my watch that has the date on it. And it is, let's see, hang on, June. Okay, so June 24th. Yes, because I forgot what the date was. It's so easy to do, isn't it? And so today, June 24th, I am broadcasting at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. So if you're listening to this after that time, not to worry, because you can go to Facebook Live, or you can actually go, sorry, you can go to the Power Pearls Facebook page. And so if you go to, Facebook, and then in the search, type in Power Pearls Podcast, then you'll find the page. And you'll see, actually, if you go to the videos, because there's a library of these building up. Of course, this is only the second one. And there may be one oddball video in there, I think, that I experimented with, which was all about, you know, it was just crickets. Nobody came that day. But that's okay, because I didn't prepare. And the thing that's really cool about preparing and connecting the dots, like I did last week here on the podcast, and also letting everyone on the newsletter know, and also on social, it was an amazing time. You guys showed up in drones, and it was so much fun. There was so much engagement. And so I am so excited, because it was like proof, you know, the proof is in the pudding. From the first live video that I did, where I said, you know, I think I'm just going to jump on today. Why not? It'll be fun. Well, it wasn't really that much fun, because nobody knew I was there. So I was kind of talking to nobody, you know, and that's what this is about. It's about having conversations together. So today, I hope you'll join me, because, you know, it'll be fun. And yeah, it's not at noon for the reason that I mentioned earlier, but also someone on the last live video was chiming in from Australia. And that was so cool. And so if you're listening, you know, I just hope that this time is going to work for you. This 4 p.m. time frame is going to work. Because I think you had mentioned that you'd have to get up at like 4:30 a.m. your time. So wow, you know, like I'm honored that someone would get up that early. But let's make it a little bit easier for you. And so I think 4 p.m. might be a good time anyway. So maybe that's there was a reason for this. You know, everything's meant to be for a reason, right? So maybe it's okay to experiment, you know, instead of having this rigid time. Although I do think that we should have a set time, because for myself, it's like, I know I can calendar it, and I can put it down in, you know, there, write it down in my calendar, because we're all really busy. And, you know, we got stuff going on, and it's very easy to kind of lose track of what's going on social media. So, once we nail down a time, I'm really leaning towards that noon time slot. But honestly, I would love to, get your feedback. And know what you think about that, because maybe 4 p.m. is better, because, you know, you're just kind of getting into the weekend there. And, you know, we're, like I said, we're hitting all the time zones, most of the time zones, at a reasonable hour. So anyway, drop me a line, mention it. Let's talk about it on Facebook Live, and I will remember to bring that up today. But also, you can contact me at Kara@PowerPearlsPodcast.com and let me know what you think about the time frame for the for the live videos. Okay, so what's next? So I, I've been wanting to keep these episodes it's about 8 minutes. I just checked my time. I want to keep them to about 10 to 15 minutes. So they're short and sweet and easy bite-sized nuggets, so that you can, listen and then move on with your day, just so you know what's happening later. And also maybe just a little bit of inspiration that I can share. And so today, my little piece of inspiration, which is, you know, part of this these random ramblings that I will be talking about on Friday, because this is part of, what I'll be talking about, which will be very different than what I will talk about after this, which is what's happening on the podcast, and also a contest that's coming up. So keep listening, please. Don't go away. So, how to become a conduit for creativity. That's what I want to talk about briefly here. And we'll pick up on this more on Facebook. So I will not go into this too heavily, because I really would love for you to join in, on that video. So I talked about this actually a little bit on the podcast in the past. I've talked about it on the Morning Cool Down, which is my morning podcast that I started in 2014, which is not live anymore. So I'm, you know, trying to revive it a little bit here on Power Pearls. I'm still kind of testing the waters there, thinking that maybe this this unplugged version will kind of touch on morning routines or aspects of the morning and scheduling, kind of time to do certain things in the morning so that you can, you know, have this launch pad, if you will, for the rest of your day. And so what I'm going to talk about now is how to become a conduit for creativity, which goes into, you know, a little bit into the morning, because some of these things I do in the morning and they're very effective. So maybe you'll like them, maybe you'll use them, take them or leave them, you know? And, so I'll just go through them really quickly here. So, so here are the four ways. So there are four ways my goodness. I said I wasn't going to edit this out. I was going to say, wow, I just said four ways twice. So yes, just to kind of drive that home, four ways. And here they are, movement. So what does that mean? So making movement your mantra. I have mentioned this before, and it's so important to create a little sweat equity. And maybe that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to mean that you're out there running a marathon or, you know, just really pounding the pavement. Like, just get out there and walk, do some power walking. If you are just not feeling, you know, like you have a lot of energy on a given day, take it easy. Just move your legs. Just move a little bit. Because I find that when I move, especially when I'm out in nature, but you know, if you prefer to, you know, get on the treadmill or whatever form of exercise works, whatever, it's fine. It's totally fine. But I find that just being outside and really being connected and closer to nature is when I feel, oh gosh, I really feel like things really start to emerge. And so I get into my flow. And I'm a runner, so I go out in the morning, usually at daybreak. So it's right before sunrise. So it's a little bit light out, but the sun hasn't come up yet. And, you know, just moving my legs and without forcing anything or trying hard at all, I come up with these ideas that I'm just like, oh my gosh. You know, I cannot wait to get back, you know, and write something down in my Evernote because I'm a really big Evernote fan. So that may have to be a topic in itself just to talk about Evernote because I so love using that app. And it's great for creatives. It's great for anybody, but, you know, great for creatives because you can take notes on the go, on the fly. You don't have to be on a connection. You know, a wireless connection. You could take photos, save inspiration when you're out at a craft show or a trade show or whatever. But that can be a whole separate conversation. So making movement your mantra and adding a little sweat equity to your day, whatever that means, even if it's 10 minutes, I don't care. Just a little something. Number two is creating an hour of power. And so this is something that's been around for years and years and years. And the first person that I heard talk about this is Brian Tracy, who, you know, I love to talk about him. I'll probably talk about him more, but I consider him my business guru. And, you know, he's been doing this stuff since the 70s and 80s. And you know what? Just amazing guy. Still out there doing just rocking it. But the hour of power is this concept of taking, let's say you only have a certain amount of time in the morning to work on your side business or to even to just to, you know, you want to spend time knitting, you know, you're not a designer. You don't want to start a business. You just want to knit. You just want time. You want solid time to do this thing that you're passionate about, this thing that you love. And so you set aside 20 minutes to do it, right? But you also want to exercise. You also want to maybe journal. So you basically take 20-minute increments. So 20, three times, right? So that's 60 minutes, right? If I did my math, yes, I can do math. So let's just use a simple example, like in the morning or at a time That is really good for you. You have an hour of power and you do 20 minutes of exercise. You do 20 minutes of knitting and 20 minutes of writing in your journal. And tomorrow it could be different. Tomorrow, let's say you know, for me, if I only have a certain amount of time, exercise is always part of it. So it's 20 minutes of exercise, 20 minutes of knitting, and then maybe it's 20 minutes of writing on my blog, writing show notes for a podcast. But taking that hour of power and building in exactly what you need to create that launch pad, you know, to feel fulfilled, let's say, before the bigger part of your day starts. Create that power for yourself so that you're confident, you're happy, you're excited about, you know, getting on with your day. So give that a try and you will see that by including this hour of power, that you'll feel more confident, you'll feel more happy, you'll feel more fulfilled because you got these things done. You can pat yourself on the back. And again, creative ideas, you'll see those creative ideas will flow and you'll become that conduit. You'll pull in those ideas. Number three is be consistent. Creating habit, again, helps you to feel good that you stayed committed, right? Doesn't consistency feel good? When you fall off the wagon, you feel a little bit let down with yourself. Like, I mean, look, you're going to have days where you are not able to keep on track, or you know, your energy was low and you needed to sleep in a little bit or whatever it is, or you needed to take a nap in the middle of the day. That's fine. Don't beat yourself up. But as long as 80% of the time you are consistent, then you don't have to worry. You can be kind to yourself during those times when you're not so consistent. And then number four is, you know, show up every day. You know, 10 minutes is better than no minutes, like for exercise or whatever it is. And you know what? If you can't exercise in the morning, you're just like, oh, I totally missed that. Do a little mini circuit at the office. You know, stand up, do lunges at your desk. Do some walking lunges around, you know, if you have a floor of cubicles or on wherever you work, you know, you could probably walk around a little bit and do some stretching, maybe do some, you know, leg raises. And if people look at you funny, like maybe it'll be cool because they'll think you're like the quirky person at work that does all that stuff. And they might, you know, honestly, I think they might be a little bit, jealous. You know, they might be like, hey, I think I need to start doing what so-and-so does because they look so good. They are always happy. They have a smile on their face because they do this thing all the time and they show up every day. So those are the four things and I'm going to be talking about I'm going to be talking about these more on Facebook Live today at 4 p.m. because I really think that this is an important thing that if we're out there trying to create that knit business, if we're trying to, be better, you know, all around well-rounded in our lives, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a knitter or not, but we are obviously, and knitting is a part of our lives, you know. But adding in some ways to become more of a creativity magnet. Because even though, yes, I know you guys are all really creative, but there's going to come those times when you're not. And opening the door for that so it's effortless, the creativity comes in an effortless way, that's kind of what this is all about. So hope you enjoyed it. So oh my gosh. I'm so bad. I went so beyond 15 minutes. So I hope you'll forgive me. This looks like this is going towards 20 plus minutes because I cannot sign off without telling you about something that's coming up on the podcast. So going live this coming Monday is my chat with Carol Sulkowski, the editor of Knitting Ephemera. And it is a very cool book and it's a history and trivia and like just a really, really cool book, quick read, just a lot of fun. I'm going to be talking about that on the podcast. I'm not going to talk about it too much. I will talk a little bit about more about it today on Facebook Live and I'll show you the book and I'll kind of page through it and we'll just kind of go through some of the highlights. but I am giving away 3 copies of this book. And for your chance to win, I'm going to let you know now. Okay. Well, actually, should I let you know now? I'm not gonna. You're going to have to watch my Facebook Live video to find out. There's going to be a link, a special link, where you can go and you can sign up for your chance to win a copy of Carol's book. So you're going to have to watch that video, and then it's also going to be announced in the podcast, which goes live on Monday. So yeah, so check it out later. That's it. Okay, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope I covered all the bases. I'm so glad that you joined me for this Power Pearls Podcast Unplugged edition on this Freeform Friday. So take care, and I'll see you next time.